Let's go.
Welcome to a special edition of Don Cherry's Grapevine Podcast. Dad, we're going to kind of go over all the new trades that have happened on the yesterday. So before we go, I just want to thank our sponsor, Spreads.ca, First Nations Online Casino and Sportsbook. Tailored to Canadians, sign up now and enter the promos Grapes, and they will match your deposit up to $500. You get 15 spins on the big wheel for some big dough, and on your first bet, they'll spot you $25.
Right.
Yeah, and so
Sounds pretty good to me.
The odds will be changing, I think, after today, who's going to win the Stanley Cup. So, Dad, the first team you want to talk about is the Leafs. They made a lot of trades.
Well, they got Nick Foligno. You remember his dad, big jump he used to after he scored. I think he hurt his ankle. He hurt his ankle, didn't he?
He broke his ankle, yeah. He jumped after a goal at Maple Leaf Gardens. He played for his dad, Mike, played for the Leafs.
I remember he hurt his
ankle. He broke his ankle.
He used to jump. Well, he hasn't got many points, but he's a character guy. That's what they're going after. And as we talk here, they got Rittich. I wonder about Anderson, whether his groin or whatever it is he's got, whether he's going to be back next year. One of my favorite players. But anyhow, all you young defensemen out there that are big and just move the puck. I looked out over the list here. That's all the I can hear the coach saying, "Now, just get me a big defenseman that moves the puck." And that's what they got. The Leafs got that Ben Hutton. He's a big guy, 6'2".
Yeah.
He's staying home, 5 points.
He's from Brockville.
Yeah, Brockville, Ontario. And Riley Nash, another big guy. And they're all guys that they have, if somebody gets hurt, could step right in.
Yeah, he's from Consort, Alberta. And, Foligno's tough. He drops the gloves. And the Leafs got bigger, and the Leafs got a little bit more of an edge already.
You know, everybody they picked up was with an edge. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'll say it again. I just don't understand the organization. The organization, everybody they pick up is somebody with an edge. Big guys.
Yeah, Thornton, Simmons.
Go down the list. They're all big. They all play with a semi, the good player, and they draft all Europeans.
Yeah.
Can somebody please tell me the reason? I just don't understand. And everybody they trade for is big and can move the puck and plays with an edge, and they draft all Europeans.
I don't know. I told you that. I said I wondered if halfway or the beginning of the season he didn't get a tap on the shoulder and said, "Okay, Stuba said taps."
You're going nowhere.
Well, it's time. The experiment's over. We gotta start doing what all the teams do.
Well,
can I tell a quick funny story about Nick Foligno's dad?
Oh yeah,
I'll tell a quick funny story. You were coaching Team Canada in Sweden, and it was Team Canada. I think it was 1980, and Mike Foligno was on the team, and Guy Lafleur was on the team, and we were playing the Russians. And the first period,
We should have beat them.
We were the only team that year to outshoot the Russians. So it was 1-1, and it was about 2 minutes. It was like about 2 minutes to go in the first period, and we had a 2-on-none. It was Mike Foligno and Guy Lafleur on the breakaway, 2-on-none on Tretiak. So Mike gives it to Guy. Guy gives it back to Mike. Mike gives it to Guy. Guy gives it back to Mike, and then Mike shot it about 3 feet over the net. So you're in the dressing room after. And you go, "Okay, guys, just before we go, you get, Guy, how many goals did you get last year?" Guy went, "Oh, 55. He said, "Mike, how many goals did you get last year?" He says, 12. He goes, "Okay, guys, next time a 12-goal scorer is going on a 2-on-none with a 50-goal scorer, let the 50-goal scorer shoot."
We should have beat them that year. I think we were up one goal. And as you talk, I looking back now, and I said, "Don't get a penalty," because the one thing they had was a great power play, you know. And I said, "Don't get a penalty," and I won't name the guy. I never forgot. Nobody liked him. What do I care? And he went out in the first minute, got a penalty.
Well, I tripped the guy right in front of the referee.
Like I said, let's go out and get a penalty.
That's right. And then they went up 3-1. Yeah. I think, I forget the score. I think we lost 4-3 or 4-2, but we were that year we outshot them. That was the only team in the whole tournament. That was the only game that got outshot, and Tretiak stood on his head.
Yeah, and we should have beat them. Yeah. But I remember saying at the end, "Don't get a penalty." And he went out And I tell you where the penalty was. It was along the blue line, and the guy, he was cutting the other way, and he just lifted his feet out from under him.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
I like so, it. I like the Leafs are going for the downs. They're going for the Stanley Cup.
Can I ask you just one question though, Dad? They've what, won 10 or 11 in a row right now, Campbell's on a row. They have a good thing going. Do you think they could ever screw up a team, the chemistry, to bring in this many guys in?
Yeah, I don't know, but let's lay the cards on the table. Jack Campbell's playing pretty good for them, and he's the guy. As long as he doesn't get hurt, they got a good backup. They got an expansion team going next year too. They'll grab a goaltender off them probably.
Yeah, that was the one thing I thought, that maybe they got Rittich because they're going to have to protect the two goalies, and maybe they want to protect Anderson, but who knows?
Well, they're going for the downs, and they're not fooling around, and you got to give it to the Leafs. Well, I don't. Taylor Hall from Kingston. I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story. I remember the Marley tournament. The head of the Marley tournament came to me and said, pick the best player. So I picked Taylor Hall. And they get beat 2-0. And he says, I can't tell you the words he said to me. He said, what? They got beat 2-0. I said, yeah, you said pick the best player.
Yeah, and the funny thing was, Taylor Hall, he was one of the worst players on the... He had an awful game, but then tell you what happened the next game.
Yeah, I think he got 6 goals in the afternoon.
He got 6 goals the next game.
He was unbelievable. Well, he's going with Boston, and I don't think they'll put up with... I think he'll... This is it for him. There's no other team. If he doesn't go for Boston, he won't go for anybody. I like that Lazar they picked up. He was only -4, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. And they got Mike Riley. I think they got it for his last name. He's from Ottawa. -2, which is pretty good for Ottawa, you know?
Yeah, and 19 points as a defenseman for Ottawa. That's pretty good. So
Boston, I think, did... They're going to say Taylor Hall when he gets there. They'll put him on a good wing, and he better do something there. Well, this is his last chance.
Well, I think this is a contract year. Like, he only has... this was it. So if he doesn't do very well, who's going to give him big dough?
I mean, what do you get in Buffalo? 2 goals? I mean, how could he
got 2 goals and 17 assists or something like that.
How could you play? And he played pretty regular too.
I don't know.
Maybe he wanted to get out. I like when they asked him, Do you want to leave Buffalo? And he said, yeah, right off the bat. He wasn't fooling around.
Yeah.
All right. I think Boston did pretty good. Let me put it this way. Let's say if Taylor Hall smartens up and plays the way the Boston Bruins can play, I like the idea of them. They're banking on that he'll come back to play the way he used to play.
Right. And the whole thing with Boston is Philly's right. Philly can catch them. You know, for the last playoffs.
No, they're goalie coming back. I mean, they did. I know they got hammered the other night, but they get their goalie back, they'll be all right. They better be. Well, I like the guy they picked up, Jeff Carter. I mean, he only had 19 points in 40 games, but he didn't play that much. I've always liked Jeff Carter.
So he'll fit in with Crosby. Will get him going.
Anybody that plays with Crosby. I'd like to go out and play in left wing with Crosby. You know, you take a look at Crosby, you put anybody with him, it'll have a good year.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, Dad, and you and I kind of talked about it before, and, you know, maybe that Jeff Carter will pick it up, but a lot of the older guys are just playing unbelievable. Like Perry in Montreal is great. Spezza, what has he got, nine goals?
Spezza got 9 goals.
And he
only plays about 10 minutes a game.
And he takes all the important draws.
Yeah, they put him out there to take the draw and then go off. I mean, makes you wonder a little bit. But anyhow, I like Jeff Carter, always like Jeff Carter.
He's a big guy, 6'3" centerman. He plays with a bit of an edge.
He plays with an edge, and just what Pittsburgh, I think he'll fit right in there perfect.
So, Dad, we'll talk about the Islanders now. And just what you said at the beginning of the year, Lou Lamoriello says, I got to go out and get a big puck-moving defenseman.
And he got it. And Braden Coburn, 6'5", from Ottawa. And I'll tell you one thing. Listen, if he comes to... You know, I watched Martin the other night, Matt Martin, and he had short hair. He looked like a movie star. He really did. And... And Lou Lamoriello, you go, you play for him. You have, you know, you got a beard. Away it goes. And first thing he said when he saw the beard, that's got to go.
Right. Each they traded for Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac from the Devils, and Palmieri had a beard and he shaved it off.
Anybody that plays for Lou Lamoriello, it's got to do. I remember when he got Martin back, that he had long. Well, he had already. He was here. He had a shave. Didn't quite look quite the same.
No.
All right, Islanders pretty good. And
but
just
excuse me. Like I think, like you know, I think probably the top names in the drop in the trade this year were Foligno and then Hall. But I think you know for the two guys they got that Palmieri and they got that Zajac. They both had 18 points this year.
Yeah, imagine 18 points. Imagine 18 points. You know. I keep going back to, I know you don't want to talk about it, or we've talked about it so much. Can you imagine Bobby Schmutz having 27 goals?
Yeah.
27, and we're talking about guys that had 16 points. 16 points.
Yeah.
And he had 27 assists.
Yeah.
And he wasn't invited back.
I know.
Well, anyhow,
But it looks like the Islanders are loading up.
The Islanders are loading up, and they're getting ready for the playoffs. Everybody's getting ready for the play because everybody figures this is if you win the Stanley Cup. I hate to say this. This is going to be the easiest time. You only have to go 2-3, and then
Because it's not like you know who the guys you're playing.
Yeah, you know the whole deal. It's not like before where months and months and season you're in the playoffs for months. Well, Montreal, they got Eric Staal. He gets an overtime goal right off the bat. He's from Buffalo. He was happy to get out. Corey Perry, big guy. It looks like they're going to get big. John Merrill, defense from Detroit. Yeah, you know, he was plus two for Detroit. Right. That's pretty good for a team that's in last place.
Well, he was only one of four guys on the team that was plus. And he had a defenseman. And he's big, 6'3".
Yeah. And big move the puck. And they picked up Erik Gustafsson. How's that?
Yeah,
is that close enough?
Yeah, he's another big defenseman. So
yeah.
they put Victor Mete on waivers, and they've got I think probably one of them.
I think Ottawa picked him up.
Did they?
Yeah.
And
I'd put him up forward.
Yeah. You know, you and I said, Dad, we watched him when he was 15, and he was a defenseman, and he was kind of small back then. And you and I back at 15 said, if he was a centerman, there'd be nobody could touch him once he got the puck.
He was the fastest guy I've ever seen in minor midget.
Yeah.
He was faster than them all.
Yeah.
And he played in defense. I mean, it didn't make any sense. No. I'd put him on the wing. Yeah. When he goes down that wing, boy, they probably won't.
Yeah. But you got to look at Montreal. Their defense now is huge. They got a big defense.
Oh, it took them a boat.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, I think, got the best player, David Savard. From the Blue Jackets, Red Wings.
It was kind of a weird deal.
It was
somebody was picking up some salary and stuff like that. So it was the Blue Jacket Red Wings was a 3-week trade, but Tampa gave up a first round pick for him.
Well, they should have because he's a good defenseman. He'll fit right in. Tampa just got richer. I mean, they're the best team.
Well, it looks like to me. Out of that, it looks like Tampa and Florida are going to meet out of that division.
I hope we can see that sometime. But Florida, Joel Quenneville doing a great job. He picked up Sam Bennett. He knows how to motivate guys. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Under Sutter, I like Sutter. He had a team that you hated to play against. Remember Dustin Brown, how mean he was?
Yeah. You and I were talking, and we thought that that Bennett was kind of playing a little bit better under Sutter.
Yeah, he was playing better.
And that I think, though, the bad blood there, and they had to trade him. But
I think it's just, to be traded.
Not knocking Calgary Flames, but that's not a Sutter team.
No.
And, you know, look at the guys. You know, you were talking about all the guys. They won their first Stanley Cup.
Well, they had Dustin Brown. I wrote them down. Jeff Carter. Kyle Clifford. Remember Kyle Clifford and Ron McLean on Who?
Yeah.
They had Doughty. Doughty used to play with he still does play with a Alex Martinez, he got the overtime goal.
Yeah.
Dustin Penner. Remember Penner? He was a big guy, great big guy. He played with an edge. Mike Richards, Justin Williams, Brad Richard, Jordan Nolan. Nolan used to play with a...
Yeah, they used to
play. They were a tough team to play against.
Yeah, I mean, they just ran teams out of the building.
Yeah.
And Calgary's not that team, so you wonder if they're going to have to build, get a team like that.
Well, he's got a three-year contract.
Yeah. Well, you were saying that...
If you're going to fire him, they're
going to pay. But you were saying the happiest guy was Brandon Montour.
Brian Montour. Can you imagine when they went to him?
Went from Buffalo to Florida.
Yeah. And you're Buffalo, and I mean, you got to be depressed a little. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. But he says, you're going to Florida. Oh, Joel Quenneville in Florida. Boy, that must have made him feel good. Well, we're talking about Colorado now. Devin Dubnyk, the goalie, they don't want to have what happened to them last year. Both goalies went down, and see you later. But
Hutchinson came in and did his best, but like nobody thought Dallas was going to beat them last year. And Dallas's goalie stood on his head.
That's what happens. And you get a goaltender, you get a hot goaltender. I don't care what you can do, and I should know that. Soderberg is picked up, 6'3" guy. He had 15 points for the Hawks for two players. They know what they're pretty sharp in Colorado. They want to win it this year. I'd say the finals are going to be Colorado. Does that sound good? And Tampa. I know that can't be the.
I don't know if that can be. But they'll meet if not.
They're two best teams.
They'll meet. Yeah, they'll probably meet in the semifinals. But just to go a quick thing right now, according to spreads.ca, Colorado's favored to win the cup. Big time. Next is Tampa, then the Leafs, then Vegas, and then Carolina, and the Islanders, and then the Caps, Penguins, Florida, and Boston are all tied after that.
Boston's last, eh?
Well, out of the top ten.
Well, Nashville picked up Eric Gudbrunson. Remember the time we had him in? He came down to the prospect game.
Yeah.
And he had a sore knee, and I said, well, why don't you stand on the bench with us? And I remember a guy tried to ice the puck, and Brian was to my left, Brian Kilray, and he ducked, I ducked, and it hit. God, Brunson, did it ever cut his ear? Remember it
cut his ear? Almost cut his ear in two.
Cut it right in half. Anyhow, Nashville, they're hot as a firecracker right now.
Yep.
And Gudbrunson,
another big defenseman that just kind of moves the puck.
Another big guy going to move the puck. And Jets, we'll come to the Jets.
Yeah.
Jordy Bitt, 6'2", big tough defenseman, and moves the puck. +5 with the Canucks, which is pretty good.
Yeah. And you figure, you know, it looks like Edmonton, Winnipeg are going to meet in the first round.
Yeah.
So they, you know, Winnipeg needs to get that.
Can we just get going to the playoffs?
Well, there's what, two more weeks left? Something like that?
Well, they don't know with the way that things were.
With
Vancouver.
Well, I think they said Vancouver's practicing this week, and then I think they're going to play like 19 games in 21 days.
How many points are behind? I think
six or seven points, but they got a lot of games in hand.
Yeah,
so they could catch Montreal, but Montreal's still still have some games on hand on Calgary and stuff like that. But
well, we hope the Canadian teams do pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's my thoughts on the drafts and everything and trades. And
so who do you think did the best?
I think Tampa. When you pick a guy like Savard, I mean, he's premier defense. Defense. And
so imagine
the rich just got richer.
Yeah, him and Hedberg. They'll be a pretty formidable.
Oh, boy, he'll play with Hedberg if he does. Boy, that'll be something. The rich just got richer.